the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You think to yourself, this person is going to take me out of singledom. And they don't call you back after that first date.
Such a gross feeling.
I know. That's why we do Blown Off. If you were in that situation, let us help you. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. And Ben, you're feeling that way about Lana?
Yeah, a little bit. I hope that's not the situation, though, but that's how it seems.
Well, maybe it kind of all boils down to a misunderstanding. So what was the date like?
Well, we met at Live After 5. You know, it's a little networking happy hour.
Yeah.
Channel side. And, I mean, she looked awesome. She just came from work, but she was so put together so well.
That's a great feat. I mean, after work, I look like I just got drug in from the garbage.
So. All these makeup sliding down.
Fresh and,
yeah.
Yeah, she was amazing. And so we were talking, and we ended up exchanging numbers, and we texted for about a week, and then we met her for drinks.
And how were drinks?
It was great. The energy was great. She looked great yet again. She was gorgeous, and everything seemed like it was going in a positive direction, you know?
So that's good, because sometimes I would be nervous that the excitement from that first meeting wouldn't carry over to the actual date, but it sounds like everything went according to plan, and you didn't do anything crazy. You didn't get drunk or anything and make a fool of yourself?
Nope, nothing like that. We were even, like, finishing each other's sentences in some situations. So it was,
it was like
a perfect match.
Palpable chemistry here.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ben, we are going to try to get Lana on the phone so we can figure this one out. Because if you're finishing each other's sentences and you haven't heard from her.
What's the deal, Lana?
Girl, maybe she went overseas for a little bit.
She went overseas? Okay.
Okay.
We're going to get her on the phone here in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Can't be sleeping. Keep on waking. Without the woman next to me. Guilt is burning. Inside I'm hurting. This ain't a feeling I can keep. So blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me. Blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me.
We'll be right back.
on The Miguel Show.
Ben met Lana at Live After Five, the networking event. They exchanged numbers, went for drinks. He said they were completing each other's sentences.
Like, how does that go wrong?
Seriously, and he hasn't heard back from her. Ben, are you ready for us to get Lana on the phone?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so we are going to, when we get Lana on the phone, we'll do all the talking. So, Ben, you just stay silent, okay?
Hello, this is Lana.
Hey, Lana, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys? Just listening to you.
Oh!
Lana, thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Well, Lana, well, I guess you know that we are talking with Ben, and he's just trying to figure out why he hasn't heard back from you, because he said that y'all had a terrific date.
Chemistry, Lana, yeah. Chemistry. What's going on?
What happened?
No, I was listening like 20 minutes ago. What do you mean, Ben?
Oh,
Ben.
Yes.
Yeah, your date with Ben, because he basically got in touch with us and wanted to get in touch with you, and we're trying to figure out where that chemistry went on your date.
Oh, my gosh. So what happened? We went out for drinks, and then after, he kept blowing up my phone. Seriously, like 10 texts in a 2-minute period.
Oh. Well, I mean, were you in the middle of a text conversation?
I was just trying to let you know I had a good time.
Oh, Lana, we actually have Ben on the phone right now.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to surprise you with that.
I just wanted you to know I had a good time. You could have replied.
I was driving home. I can't answer 10 texts. It's not even possible. But this went on for days. You wanted to know who I was with, what I was doing, where I was going. Like, almost stalker level.
So, Lana, let me get this straight. Were the texts, like, increasingly agitated seeming? Because I don't really see what, like, the, you know, yeah, 10 texts is a lot. It is a lot. But maybe they were, like, rude. Were they getting rude, Ben?
He kept getting angry, and by the fifth text, he's screaming at me, like, why aren't you answering me? Where are you?
That is definitely inappropriate. I would say, like, if I'm in your shoes, Lana, I would have ignored that as well.
They weren't screaming texts. It was just getting the point across that I was wanting to hear from you, make sure you're home safe.
Ben,
we had a great conversation. I just wanted to be a part of your life, you know? I mean,
were they or were they not in all caps, Ben?
I capitalized the first letter, you know? I mean, then
of every word,
maybe a little more later, perhaps. Just to let her know I was getting a little more concerned, that's all. But, you know, I don't see a problem with all the text, you know? I was just letting you know that I had a great time. I just wanted to know, you know, what you were up to, if you were okay, you know, kind of where you were going. I mean, I was just texting you because I care.
Ben, you're a stage 5 clinger. Oh, my God. Go show your interest in someone else.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.